Brandon Wagner, 6'2 junior, Central Rebels. Central Rebels.
Wagner dribbles it back the other way, gives it off, gets it back, takes the three, hits another one, his third straight three to start the second half. Brandon averaged 18 points and 4 rebounds per game this season, shooting 50% from the field and 48% from beyond the arc. He's also a 70% free throw shooter. He's an all-district selection along with being first-team all-conference. He led the Central Rebels to a 27-3 record, a district championship, and an appearance in the state playoffs. A great shooter and all-around defender, his steady hand also helps him on the links, as he's also a member of the Golf Dream Team.
Brandon Wagner, Central Rebels.
Back with another Dream Team interview. One of our 30 Dream Team athletes, one of the area's 10 best boys basketball players, Brandon Wagner of the Central Rebels, joining us now. Brandon, congrats on making the Dream Team.
Thank you.
So how did you find out you were a Dream Teamer?
Actually, Coach Harlow texted me last week or whenever they got the list of the players that were on the team. So he texted me.
All right, good deal. So I guess you had a little bit of time to think about it and soak it in. What are your thoughts about making this specific Dream Team?
Oh, it's really awesome. You know, I didn't get it last year, so I was hoping for a big year this year, and it was really a fun year. And I had a great time playing.
When you look back at your year this year, you guys were a tight-knit group that played for a long time together. So what is your favorite moment now that you can look back at the season?
I would say the Christmas tournament was really an awesome time. I mean, and then conference tournament, really every tournament we played in, we had a great time and we played really well.
And it seemed like the more hyped the crowd was, the more of a stellar performance that you guys put together. Was it something like you thrived on that crowd noise?
Oh yeah, we always would thrive off the crowd, whether they were for us or against us. And you know, that's what it's about. We love the big crowds, and it's a lot easier to get up to play a game, and it's really a lot more fun.
So which do you prefer, hitting a bucket to make the crowd go crazy or hitting a bucket to make the crowd go silent?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I really like them both. I'm not quite sure.
Right? I mean, personally, I would like playing the role of the villain, just to quiet a crowd one time.
Yeah, that's a fun role.
So I'm sure you guys had a couple of really fun games this year. What was it like playing with a couple of guys that you played with for so long? It was kind of like second nature.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are my best friends. So, I mean, it's awesome to get to play with them for their last year. And, you know, we really had a great year.
Yeah, a great year, to say the least. Now, did you learn anything about maybe what you'll have to do in the future as maybe being the go-to guy, the focal point, the team leader?
You know, that Whitfield game gave me a good idea of what it was going to be like next year. You know, so I'm going to have to work hard this summer and improve a lot on certain aspects of my game. So it should be another fun year next year.
I'm sure you can take a lot from playing with a guy like Jake and a guy like Drew as well. They are definitely leaders. So do you think that you're planning on following in their footsteps?
Yeah. I mean, all three of those seniors, Jake, Drew, and Connor, you know, they're great players, and, you know, I really enjoy playing with them.
So when I watch your game, it seems like one of the things that comes the easiest to you is your jump shot. How often do you work on that?
You know, I work on it quite a bit. Me and my dad used to work on it a lot when I was little, and now it's just about getting reps in and just focusing on making shots.
So you already have the silky smooth jumper. What do you need to add to your game going into next year, or what can you get better at?
I would definitely say, you know, I need to get stronger and my ball handling. And those are really the two things I'm going to try and focus on this summer.
Hey, I imagine it's not going to be too long before you get back at it, a year ahead of you. Who are some of the guys that you expect next year that you'll have as your wingman?
Well, we have Kobe Wright. He's another junior. Matt Richardson, he's another junior this year. And, you know, Tyler Stewart and Wade Sheffis, they'll be good next year. They played a lot this year, and they did a good job this year, and we should be fine next year.
So what comes first for you now that the season's come to a close? Do you get back at working on basketball, or have you already been out on the golf course?
Oh, I've been out on the golf course. Right now, I'm not really thinking much about basketball. I'm just playing lots of golf and just enjoying it.
Well, what are you going to do for golf this year? Are you going to be a part of the team, and what are you thinking the end game is?
Yeah, we already started practice a couple weeks ago, and we had our first match Wednesday, and I'm really looking forward to a good golf season and hopefully a good end to the season at the state tournament, and that's definitely one of my goals for this golf season.
What's it been like for you coming off the basketball season, having to transition into golf? Did you have any time off, or was it just basketball ends and here's golf?
Coach Bradley gave me a couple days off, and then I just started the next week. But, yeah, golf's a lot different than basketball. You need a lot more patience, and it's a lot more relaxing.
Hey, you're one of the area's best golfers as well. Now a basketball dream teamer. Which of the two sports do you prefer?
Oh, that's a really tough decision. I don't know. I guess it's just whatever the season I'm in, that's probably what I enjoy most.
Well, you know, truthfully, you can golf till you're about 65. You can play basketball till you're about 35, right?
Yeah, that is right. You got to take it all into consideration.
What was one of the games that you played this year that was probably your favorite opponent, or maybe just one-on-one matchup?
You know, we always love playing the Farmington and the North County games, and those are, I mean, because they both always have good crowds, and those are always the most fun.
Brandon Wagner, the Central Rebels, talking with us, basketball dream teamer and quite the golfer as well, and just getting started there. So I imagine we'll be seeing you once again before too long. Brandon, thanks for talking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Once again, Brandon Wagner of the Central Rebels boys basketball team, one of the 10 best basketball players in the area. Brandon Wagner, dream team athlete.